Western Huddle for everything AFL, featuring the biggest names in WA and all the breaking news.
Big goal for the West Coast Eagles.
92.9 Triple M Perth.
Western Huddle back for another week. Xavier Ellis, Andrew Embley, join me in the hot seat as always. Myself, Andrew Fordham. Boys, the West Coast Eagles, well, they took it to Geelong. Were you impressed or was it... Was it just par for the course?
No, listen, I was impressed with them, especially their first half. I thought they came out. Their pressure was as good as I've seen them this year. I thought they tackled really hard. Their tackle stuck. And a couple of little things I thought they did. Elliot Yoda half back. We heard that he was going to do that during the week. And I think West Coast certainly persist with that. Showed some good, genuine leg speed. Looked strong. And I think he was certainly a winner. I loved Rhett Bazo's game. Started on Tomahawk, but then went to Jeremy Cameron after quarter time. Kept him goalless.
Yeah, he did.
And
he looked lively, Bazo.
Did he only kick one, Jez?
Jez kicked one in the first quarter, and Rhett Bazo kept him goalless after quarter time. So that's a huge feather in the cap, and I think
he's playing a different game, Jezza, this year. He was in the back pocket at times.
He gets too high.
No, but I think that's how he's playing his best footy. He's a bit like the Buddy Franklin when Bud was in his prime. Just go for a run for a while and see whether the bloke can keep up.
And Darling found himself
I know you wouldn't do this with Jez Cameron, but I reckon playing him on a wing, he'd have 25 and kick three every week.
Yeah, no, he could.
He's strong. He's a hard runner, hard matchup, and... You know, he just pushes forward as well.
He's a Coleman medalist, so keep him up where you need him.
I don't know what his aerobic capabilities are, but they must be good. But that's dead set what Clarko used to say.
Yeah.
When Franklin was kicking 100 goals that year, you'd go, why haven't you named him in the back pocket? This is stupid.
Mm.
He'd just go for a canter for 5 or 6 minutes. Yeah. You try being a fullback, keeping up with that, before your ass is hanging out, and then you go sit in the goal square and beg for mercy.
Yeah. Big story of the week, Jeremy McGavin, though. So he's very, very sore. Obviously ran into Big Jezza, Jeremy Cameron, and he'll get a plate inserted in his rib. So, listen, I hope he does get back, but he's had rib injuries before. There's every chance that that's the last we'll see of Jeremy McGavin this year.
Can you remember anyone having plates put in ribs?
No, I think he's had it twice.
Yeah, he's had it twice, the plate put in.
Have you had broken ribs, by the way?
Hey?
Have you had broken ribs?
No, cracked the sternum, but not broken ribs.
They say it's up there with the worst pain you can possibly feel. Well, you can't breathe.
I did send him a text, and it wasn't short of the morphine pen getting used because he was in a fair bit of pain. But, yeah, you had the plate put in, which I find, as we said, have you ever hurt your ribs?
Yeah, I got my ribs broken.
Circle of... That's all right. It just goes through. It was only the first three letters. It plays on.
No, very sore. I actually had. So what the follow up from a broken ribs? Because sometimes you break your ribs, you're sore, but you continue to play. They're not properly broken. But you get the old pneumothorax, which is when the rib sort of pierces the lung,
and
you can't breathe.
Yeah.
And I've had that a couple of times post broken
footy.
Ribs.
I think it's post footy or?
No, I was playing this game in the MCG one day and could not breathe. Round one, 2000, playing against North Melbourne, who just won the flag. Absolutely put him to the sword.
How old were you?
18.
Kid. Yeah.
18. And then quarter time, I could not breathe. And I don't think I should be this unfit. And then, obviously, got stuck in Melbourne for a week because couldn't fly.
Yeah, did you drive back?
No,
Still had to wait
for a week and then came back.
Gee whiz. Yeah, no, I'm surprised, but I don't think we'll see Gov again. Yeah. When you've got the big contract and stuff and you want to... No, but like, what's the point of bashing him up again and if he comes? Like, he needs to get to the finish line and start a preseason
finals,
again.
So, Well, you reckon they might be able to win the last?
What I saw last weekend. No, you're right, though. They nailed their tackles.
They've got Rhett Bazo out there, so give him an opportunity. He'll play the rest of the season and see how he goes.
Do you know what they desperately missed? And I know that people over East will go, oh, for God's sakes, come on. Nick Natanui gets overhyped.
Mm.
Young Jamison's trying his guts out.
Oh.
But when Stanley puts you to the sword, hit out absolutely dominant. Clearances were dominant.
Sards as well came in, gave a chop out.
But like you go, all right, Nick Nat's in there, so that's certainly not going to happen.
No.
At minimum, it's going West Coast favour. You get the clearances, shooing them involved. No, I thought they were impressive. Will they beat Essendon this weekend? If they play like they did against Geelong, they'll beat Essendon. But if they go back to playing their shit-ass form, they'll get rolled by Essendon, and then it's back to where they started.
A couple of good games this round, obviously. First, Melbourne versus the Lions at the MCG Thursday night. That'll be an absolute cracker. But if we turn our attention to Saturday at Marvel, Carlton take on Freo.
Yeah.
Now, that's also shaping as the match of the round. Two very exciting teams. How would you place them, members?
Yeah, it should be a really good game and looking forward to it. Fremantle got the week off. They're in a really good position at the moment. I think only Sam Switkowski, Josh Tracy are the only real two players that they've got concerns about at the moment.
Jeez, he was playing good waffle
footy. Yeah, he just came out yesterday that he's, I think, got some issues with...
Stress fractures in his back.
In his back,
wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, which, so he's out for a while. And obviously, Switkowski's got the stress fractures in the back as well. But... I think, I'm liking what Freo do. Freshen up, big second half of the year. Nat Fyfe, I thought, was just really important in that second half for Fremantle. Just adds another string to their bow. They're a really even side. Their midfield bats deep. Their forwards, especially their small forwards, I think are just really, really lively. Be interesting to see if Tabernard just comes straight back in this week.
Do you reckon?
Because, well, I'm not sure because Griffin Logue, Is
Tabernard's risk of injury and what Griffin Logue's done, does that mean there's an automatic... I don't think he's
an automatic selection.
I'm with you on that.
Tabernard's role on the weekend just as good.
As well as Tabernard plays. Yeah.
Michael Frederick's got to come back into the fold.
Michael Frederick has to come back in.
You're a Freo supporter. Would you be surprised if Tabernard spent a week down the waffle just to really get his fitness? You can't keep doing soft tissues. He's in the Luke shooting category.
Well, no, it wouldn't surprise me. Fife had to come through back to the waffle, but he's already done one stint of the waffle.
Yeah.
You know, they said he sort of blew a lung.
But Fife is Fife, so one and done. Is Tabernard a one and done sort of guy these days?
No, as long as he's obviously got his radar on and he's got his mitts up and he's and the body's feeling good, they'd pick him, wouldn't they?
So you're, well,
I think Fremantle are a better team when Tabernard's in that side up and about.
Yeah.
But they've done well without him. Freddie to obviously come back in. Their back line will be stretched against Carlton.
I'm more eager to get Frederick back in than I would be Tabernard.
Who goes out for Frederick?
Tucker.
Darcy Tucker. But he's been playing more in the wing.
Bailey Banfield had his day out and then was a bit quiet against Hawthorn.
Unfortunately, poor old Bailey seems to be that whipping boy. He's ready for it.
Just regarding Carlton, just quickly, because we did the game over here when they came over. Carlton can't play like this to beat Freo. Sam Walsh, 36. Chera, 32. Cripps, 32. Doherty, 32. Hewitt, 30.
Yeah.
The highest Fremantle player was Brayshaw with 27. Too many numbers. You can't do that. They're pressure with the small forwards. Because a lot of that crap would have been across the half-back line where Switkowski, obviously not playing, but Schiltz, Frederick, Collier, those guys are absolutely swarming.
Yeah,
That's just going to get you in trouble. And if Carlton play like that, it's going to be a tough victory if they do win. If they just line it up and go one-on-one, here you go, Big Harry and Charlie... I think Carlton can get the chocolates at home.
No, it's an important game. Carlton just looking like they've just sort of not sliding, but a few sort of questions.
Well, mate, that ball's not touched, though. If that ball's not called touch, they're 2 points down and probably favourites to go on and win that game.
Yeah, they certainly come storming home, that's for sure. But
They do that a lot, though, don't they? Either storm home or storm
team,
out.
The other team storms at them, so...
Interesting stuff ahead, 40.
We'll just have a little update on Will Power for the Gold Coast Suns. Sent a message WA this
boy,
morning.
Claremont boy.
Feeling a bit better. Obviously, he's still right on the mend. He's got a long way to go.
But a dislocated ankle, I think, is much better than a broken leg.
Is it? Yep. Yeah, okay.
Yep. So you can, from what I gather...
Put a screw in there, plate in there.
I don't even think you sometimes need a plate and screw, that the ankle can just get put back in and then it takes the ligaments and stuff to heal again to make... You've got broken leg, you've got rods and shit everywhere.
It was a pain factor that was almost hard to watch, though, wasn't it?
If you're going to take a positive out of it, it's that it's happened at this time. More than likely, start of pre-season, he's going to be ready to go again and be ready for next year.
Shame for Stewie Jew and the Gold Coast Suns. I know we're not doing the Gold Coast Suns. They lose Lockie Waller, who cops a bit of criticism because of the pick two trade.
King.
But King's a stud. But I mean, just in terms of the run, Gold Coast are known for their synonymous for their run off half back, and you lose Weller and you lose Powell. You think, geez.
And they're coming right now. The Port Adelaide game this week will be an absolute beauty with them.
Yeah, and I'm a big Gold Coast fan.
Hey boys, should we do it next week?
No.
Okay. That's the Western Huddle for another week. Done and dusted.
The Dockers are roaring back into this one.
That's all from the Western Huddle this week. Listen Tuesday next week for your dose of everything AFL. 92.9 Triple M Perth.